Amdin Balal, a Palestinian co-director of the Oscar-winning documentary No Other Land, has been released from detention after being detained by Israeli forces. Balal had been assaulted by Israeli settlers before his arrest. Balal, who was detained after the attack on his family's home in the occupied West Bank, was reportedly held at an Israeli military base, where he was handcuffed and blindfolded for over 24 hours. His release was confirmed by his fellow co-director Yuval Abraham, who posted on social media that Balal was freed after enduring mistreatment during his detention. The incident began after Balal, who had just won the Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature, was assaulted by settlers while he was in the village of Sia during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The settlers attacked the area as residents were breaking their fast, with Israeli forces reportedly facilitating the violence. Balal's wife, Lamia, described hearing her husband scream for help during the attack and saw him being beaten by settlers with rifle butts. She noted that this attack came shortly after the No Other Land Oscar win, which she suggested may have triggered further violence against their family. Balal's lawyer, Lee Semmel, stated that the authorities had provided minimal care for his injuries and that he had been denied access to legal counsel for several hours after his arrest. Human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, have condemned the attack and called for accountability for those responsible. This release comes amid a wave of violence in the West Bank, with increasing attacks by settlers and Israeli forces. Basil Adra, another co-director of No Other Land and Palestinian activist, voiced concerns over the escalating violence, saying, "Nobody can do anything to stop the pogroms," referring to the rampant attacks against Palestinians. The Israeli military confirmed the detentions of three Palestinians suspected of throwing rocks at forces during the clashes, and one Israeli civilian involved in the confrontation.